come with me on a journey of nostalgia. Over the 38 years of my ministry in Dunbar, I grew to love and respect the churches that serve the gospel in our community, the other congregations. I loved Our Lady of the Waves, the Roman Catholic Church. It was particularly grafted onto my life with the baptism of my son by the local Catholic priest, Father Joe Portelli. The joy his congregation shared in his participation in that important part of my life. I appreciated the loving, faithful prayers from my wife when she was ill. The worship services there that meant so much. The Stations of the Cross during Holy Week. And of course the priests have been friends as well as colleagues. Particularly Father Michael Walsh for introducing me to gun dog training as a hobby. I loved Dunbar Methodist Church, the first Methodist church in Scotland. I loved the place, the sense of amazement that Wesley was here, standing on the shoulders of greatness, that legend, and the wonderful witness and hard work of the congregation, always open to new things, providing encouragements, vision for young people in the town, patience with the difficult people in their little congregation, and always, always robust singing. I loved Dunbar Baptist Church. It was always tiny. There was an American pastor funded from the States who came over and demonstrated immense faithfulness to the gospel. He never missed a chance to speak for Christ and was clearly there for the long haul, happy to sow and plough. His involvement and his doggedness, sowing. Keith and Marielle and their loyal little congregation. I loved St Anne's Scottish Episcopal Church. They had a unique style. They were always wanting to do something beautiful for God, a reflective, meditative, liturgical purity, an intellectual rigour, the highest of standards. They always kept us on track with Advent and Lenten studies. I loved Dunglass. There were three little churches in the foothills and had a long and varied connection with them. I grew to know the people in a whole range of contexts, farmers. I was interim moderator there for some time, on various occasions, with special services at special times. And the thing about going there was you always got a sense of the seasons and the changes, a sense of steadiness and simplicity, and lovely little places of worship that kept us close to the heartbeat of creation. I loved Dunbar Parish Church, the other church of Scotland in the town. The opposition, as they were jokingly known, but it wasn't like that. We shared witness and ministry with them all those years, and you come to know the people and respect them. They held on through real difficulties. Their church was burnt to the ground by a fire one New Year. But the spirit was strong, the solid core. They were always hoping. They had a restless vision, a missionary zeal. I loved Spot Parish Church. I really loved Spot, a tiny historic church. I was the minister there for 38 years, a special place, special people. There were no words really to say what being part of that congregation meant to me and has meant. The wonderful sense of being part of a long story and writing our little bit of it. The witness over long centuries, from the 12th century and still today. The church bell rings and the people gather. It's precious and important. And of course, over those 38 years, I loved Belhaven Parish Church, the main focus of my ministry, where people were supportive and compassionate, generous-hearted, open-minded, loving. The Dunbar churches. Well, forgive me that nostalgic journey, but I came across a mission statement they had to describe why we all met together in Dunbar churches together. It was this: the purpose of the group is to encourage and to enable Christian congregations in the community of Dunbar to act together with particular regard to the following areas of activity: spreading the gospel and love of Jesus Christ, united Christian witness, study and reflection in the light of the Word of God, the consideration of matters of Christian concern within the community. High-minded indeed. And the question, was any of us the perfect church? Were any of us the perfect church? Are we together? Were we together? Perfect churches? Of course not. We're all too well aware of that. It's the same throughout the church. We are shabby tigers. We are brides in grubby dresses. Maybe we don't dance so well. But Christ loves us, and we love him. Christ loves the fact that we honour his name, we raise him up for all to hear and see. We tell his story, week by week, and in our lives day by day. Not always very well, never perhaps as we should. But Christ loves his bride. And we, aware of our inadequacies and imperfections and differences, as we were in Dunbar and all those different little churches, we are thankful for each other, respect and love each other, work together for the purposes we have a shared passion for. We pray for one another and for the gospel. It could have been different back there. It could have been cold and competitive and locked into ancient models and outmoded caricatures of each other. But it wasn't like that, and it isn't like that. It doesn't need to be like that. For that continued spirit, we continue to work and pray. With that mission vision, we continue to work and pray. One Lord, one church, one faith, one baptism, together. Christ's church.